Today is Saturday, June 7th, 2025, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. It is World Caring Day. It's also National Oklahoma Day. Oh, Oklahoma, where the wind goes whipping through something. National Black Bear Day. I hear they're dangerous. Or is it the brown bear that's really dangerous? I don't know. Bears in general are dangerous. Unless it's the gay kind of bear. And then they're cuddly and usually friendly and jolly and all of those things. It's National Prairie Day, National VCR Day. For those of you who are young, we had these things called video cassettes. And it was like a big, huge tape cassette tape. But for movies instead of music. It's a magnetic tape, yada, yada, yada. And there were machines that read them and played them. It's also National Trails Day. Go for a hike if you want to. National Bubbly Day. Have some champagne. And last but not least, National Chocolate Ice Cream, which used to be my... Oh, National Chocolate Ice Cream Day. And chocolate ice cream used to be my favorite flavor of ice cream, but now it's not. Because I like vanilla. How vanilla of me to like vanilla. All right, well, let's just look and see if we have any contact. No, we do not. So this one will probably be a little bit short because I need to finish getting packed for my trip and get out of here in a little while. We are going to New York/New Jersey to play Pokemon. Pokemon Go Fest happens once a year, every year. Although it happens... I guess it happens multiple times because it happens in different locations on different dates. So maybe for 3 to 4 weeks it's going on, but it happens in Japan, you know, one weekend, and in New York one weekend, et cetera, et cetera. So we are traveling to the one that's happening in New Jersey. We're flying into New York and we're staying in New York. But the actual event is in New Jersey, so we will be getting some sort of transportation. I think a ferry, because I am a fan of water and watercraft. So I think we're taking a ferry to get over to New Jersey from New York. But our plans are we're flying out around 4 p.m. this afternoon. As I'm recording this, this is Friday, and then we're going to arrive there, I don't know, 8 or 9 o'clock in the evening. And maybe not even that late because it's a direct flight. Anyway, however long it takes to fly there, we're going to arrive there. We lose an hour, so maybe it is 8 or 9 o'clock. And then we're going to go to our hotel. And then tomorrow we get up and we have the early bird special for Pokemon. So we're going to play Pokemon all day long. And then we will, I'm assuming, find some lunch or something like that to eat while we're playing. And then tomorrow night we'll eat dinner. We'll go to our room and we'll get some sleep. And then we fly out on Sunday because we go back to work on Monday. So we're not taking really any time off of work for this trip. I took just a couple of hours so that we could get to the airport, but I don't have to report that to anyone. As long as I don't have any meetings in the afternoon, I'm fine to go, as long as I get all my other work done. So I'm recording this. I actually finished packing, but I'll just check and make sure that I've got everything I need, because I really just put a couple of shirts into a backpack, a belt, my toiletries, and that was it. I'm going to wear the same pair of jeans on Saturday and Sunday, so I don't have to pack any jeans. And yeah, that's it. All right, well, let's finish up the cruise, because we've spent quite a few days on the cruise, and yesterday I didn't finish. So the day that we had in Perfect Day in Coco Cay is, so first of all, it's a very nice island. It's very relaxing. The water is nice. The trees and the sand and all that. There are some areas where you'll kind of try to dig into the sand and there'll be concrete underneath it. Because it seems like some of the areas they've trucked in sand and put them there, put the sand there, and maybe on top of concrete in some cases. And so anyway, but it was all very nice. They have so many. They have a water park. They have a kind of a chill beach that's for adults only, that's a relaxing beach where I guess they just play relaxing jazz music or something. I didn't go over there because it's $20 extra to use that beach. They have kind of a generic beach for everyone that's free to use. And then South Beach is only for people who have cabanas. And it's connected to the other beach, but they have signs that say this is only for people who have cabanas. So Mark and I had cabanas. So we walked over with my parents. As I told you, we got the tram. We were dropped off at our place after my parents were dropped off. We met B, who's our genie, is what he called himself, but he's kind of your butler. But Royal Caribbean calls their butlers genies. I don't know if that's a cruise thing, because I feel like there are other cruise lines that may call them genies as well. And he made it very clear. He's like, hey, anything you need, if you need a snack, if you need a drink, if you need mats for the water, if you need toys for the water, if you need snorkeling equipment, whatever you need, just let me know. And Mark and I are not very needy, as far as we feel when there's someone assigned to us to do work, we just don't really feel comfortable making people do things, right? But we did. He said, let me bring you some snacks. And so we were like, okay, you can bring some snacks. So he brought some fruit. And then Mark and I swam around. We, you know, tried out the water. I was working on the duck website, which, by the way, I didn't mention it because, wah, wah, I was not able to finish the website sufficiently to actually hide the ducks. So now I have no cruises planned in the near future, but the Jeep idea is still a good one. So I'll keep it as cruise ducks and Jeep ducks. But I can go to many, many different parking lots and just look for Jeeps and put ducks on top of their, you know, not break into their Jeep or anything like that, but I can put a duck on their hood. And so I can still do it, but I did work on it a little bit. He eventually brought us some mozzarella sticks. Again, we didn't ask for them, but and we weren't that hungry yet. So we're like, dude, stop bringing us stuff because we are going to order lunch at some point. So then we ordered lunch. I had a burger. It was actually good. I just wanted a burger. A burger and fries. Mark got, I think he got a chicken sandwich. What we did is I halved my burger. He halved his chicken sandwich. We shared an order of fries. I had half a burger and half a chicken sandwich, and he had the same thing. We didn't even finish the fries because he had brought so many snacks that we weren't super hungry. And then around 1 or 1:30, my parents came over. My mom went out in the water. Mark and I swam in the ocean with my mom. We had a nice chat. We were probably out there for half an hour, maybe even 45 minutes. My stepdad took a nap on the couch in the cabana. And then we just kind of, we took some pictures. We talked. I kind of talked to mom about her knee problem and the fact that she needs to get out there and exercise a little bit more if she's wanting to go on big vacations where she's going to have to walk. And it was fun. And then we went back to the ship around 3:30. Some clouds came in, but it never really rained. They did at one point stop people from going to the island because they said, oh, a storm's coming in, but it never really rained. It was a nice, relaxing day on Coco Cay. I don't know if it was perfect, but it was nice. And great value on the cabana because I paid like $500 and they normally go for $1,600 per person, I think. Even if it's just $1,600 total, I only paid $500 for the full day, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. or something like that. So it's pretty good. And then that evening, we did a railroad dining car thing. It was really cheesy, but it was like you were on a railway car. The windows had TVs in them, so it looked like you were traveling. And they brought out all these different food. The food was good. It was too much, but the food was really good. And the skits were really corny, though. It was about, oh, we've got bandits, you know, et cetera, et cetera. But And Mark and I watched a comedy show, which was really funny. And that was our trip. We watched the Aqua show, which was great. Absolutely fantastic. All right. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call or text 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys on Monday. Have a good rest of your weekend, everyone. Bye.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.